What's the atmosphere like in London?
There's nobody out on the streets. There's no traffic.
The photographer Joel Marowitz is isolating in London. He's been through crises before. I wanted to hear about 9/11.
Everyone's helping each other.
Nearly 20 years ago now, confronted by the World Trade Center attacks in New York, Marowitz, born in the Bronx and living in the West Village, only about 2 miles north of Ground Zero, was consumed by the idea of taking cameras behind the fences and barricades for a close-up look at the collapsed buildings and all the damage done by the planes and at the contribution being made by armies of men and women who were cleaning up there and restoring desperately needed order. At the time, officials, he said, most notably Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, had feared the area would be subject to exploitation by photographers looking to profit from the tragedy.
The mayor had locked down photography. He had canceled photography inside Ground Zero. But yet, I felt enough momentum as a New Yorker to do something, to contribute in some way. I wanted to see what I could do that would make the record. I was more interested in the history than in selling photographs.
Well, also, you used the phrase, you know, they wanted to cancel photography. That would be enough to get the blood boiling, right? What do you mean, cancel photography? I can feel you as a photographer saying, you just try to cancel photography.
That's right. I suddenly became the kid from the Bronx that I really am. There's no way you're going to force me not to do what I recognize is an absolute need and a right as a citizen.
He persisted and things fell into place. The mayor had denied access, but others helped. Marowitz managed to get a worker's pass, which made his visits official, and the parks commissioner at the time agreed to get him through the gates in a vehicle which concealed his photo equipment. The area was so off-limits, it had become known informally as the Forbidden City. He had penetrated it by September 23rd.
I had to work all alone, even though I had appealed to the mayor to work with a team of 6 photographers, a video maker, and an oral historian.
Alone in the toxic, dusty ruins, Marowitz shot pictures for 9 months. The result was the book Aftermath, a 16-inch tall, 8-pound hardcover tome, which stands as the only photographic archive and record of Ground Zero right after the September 11th attacks. Joel Marowitz has considered himself a street photographer ever since he was asked, as a promising young art director of 24, to supervise a photo session with Robert Frank. He was thunderstruck as he watched the photographer's process of finding small, fleeting moments and movements and capturing them with a click.
And when I left and went out onto the street, I was bombarded by meaningful gestures. The way someone would hail a taxi, the way someone was schlepping their shopping bags down the street.
He decided on the spot to become a photographer himself, and that same day, quit his job.
And I've never worked since, in an office, I mean.
So the New York City streets are in his blood. He's now in his 80s and living across the Atlantic. He suggests that all those years ago, after the seemingly insurmountable tragedy of September 11th, he was helped by the small things he could focus on and capture through his lens.
In the awesome catastrophe of that moment, there were so many uplifting details every single day. The efforts of the workers, the quality of sunlight, the humility, the generosity.
The memories of our streets at a standstill and the subdued mood of 9/11 come back in his pictorial record of those 9 months, especially now when we can barely recognize the sights and sounds of our own city. It's a reminder of a time when we thought New York might never come back, but it did. It's Fishko Files. I'm Sarah Fishko.